irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Okay, love me, love forever. Is this not what we want? All your life, our life, my friend's life, and my guest life. Accent On, Ilona Europa, every Monday in this great chair, leather chair, and always surrounded by great guests. I'm picking them by myself. That's why I love them when they come here. We can talk about everything what is interesting to me, and hopefully everything what will be interesting also to our listeners. Today in studio we have two wonderful guests. One is straight from Poland, and I got so lucky to catch her and introduce her, invite her to our show, and now we'll know who this great, strong woman is. Her name is, close to the microphone, what is your name?
Aldona Vleklak.
Aldona Vleklak, very unusual name. She's straight from Poland, and Aldona is a businesswoman. She's in entertainment business. She has her own agency, PR agency, Good Media, or in Polish will be Dobre Media. Everybody who wants to see who she's representing in Europe, in Poland, please go to my Accent On, and the links is there. Anyway, hi, Aldona.
Hi.
Very close to the microphone. How are you? How long you are in L.A.?
Yes, I am here 1 week, and it is a wonderful time for me because I have holiday.
I hope that's for sure.
I have holiday, yes.
I know you're working, but I understand also you have your son with you.
Son? Yes, my son.
And he's 16 years old.
He's 16 years, and then he's with me. He has dream holiday.
Oh my gosh, this is like really dream holiday. 16 years old boy who probably never thought that vacation will be in America, and not only.
No, it is first time.
That's beautiful. I remember the same situation when I was taking my daughter, Natasha Mirai, to Poland. Was maybe a little, that wasn't vacation because I had a mom who was not feeling well, and eventually we're coming back, and she passed. But fact is that my daughter went crazy for Poland. Then now we have your son. What is his name?
Mateusz.
Wow, we love this name, and my daughter will tell you why, but that's a very nice name. We like this name very, very much. We are very attached to Mateusz's name in a sweet way. But she loves Poland, and I know your son will leave probably Hollywood and L.A., and he will be dreaming to be back here, huh, with you?
Yes. He told me that he would like to be. Maybe I will work here, maybe I will live. Okay. I told him, you must finish school.
No, that's for
and
sure.
And later we will see.
we'll be there to help him, obvious. Mm-hmm. Today's day is very special. I do not have too many guests. I'm going back to second guest that I have. They represent classical music. And I already am feeling very important and try to be elegant and just how I supposed to be when we are talking about classical music. Hi, Chris. What is your name?
Christopher Onzel.
Again, your second name is very unusual. Could you tell us one more time?
Christopher Onzel.
Onzel. That's not Polish name.
Well, it's probably not typical Polish, but it comes from my whole family was on my father's side very Polish, you know, just, and my grandfather was born practically in Warsaw, but his parents came from eastern part of Poland that was at the time under Russia. Which is probably Latvia today.
Yeah, my daddy is from Ukraine, was from Ukraine, from Lviv, and this part of the Polish-Russian. who knows what was there, what will be. Yeah. But right now is the Russian part, I think. Okay, then, Christopher. Can I talk to you and call you Chris?
Absolutely.
Or Krzysztof. But that's when people are listening to radio, they say, you say, what? Everybody can repeat this name. Krzysztof, very unusual spelling. I'm not teaching people how to, but Chris, that's very, very good. Chris.
Yes.
Classical music, and you're very important gentleman in LA. And
thank you for saying so.
Yes, you are. I know a few friends who right now we have in common, and obviously I was reading about you. I'm like, gosh, I'm so happy I met you. And we will be promoting one big show or concert that you are also promoting and putting together with a young pianist who his name is Eric Liu.
Yes.
And Eric will be here in Pasadena. Well, you will be talking a little bit more about the concert. He'll be playing Chopin.
Yes, Eric Liu is a winner of this year's National Chopin Piano Competition in the United States. And as a 17-year-old, he's at a very, very young age, of course, the winner of important competition. So as a winner, he's going to Warsaw in a few weeks. Will he be competing with the 80 other participants of the pianists from all over the world, including 15 Polish pianists in Warsaw during the International Piano Competition, Chopin Piano Competition in October of this year.
We will be wishing him good luck. Aldona, you mentioned that mostly Japanese are winning, yes, there's competitions. And even when we are talking about Chopin, and Polish pianists probably are very, very, very good. But somehow, we maybe are hoping that Eric, maybe he will win. And we have representation in Warsaw right now, PR firm, who could be that you will be Aldona helping
him. Okay, no problem, no problem.
Yes, you can help
him. I will meet with him.
That would be so cool. Some interviews, that would be great. Straight from L.A., To Warsaw. Yes, to Aldona's hands. And then that's very exciting. I was more, in a cool way, excited to read, Chris, that you are not a musician. By trade.
I'm not. Piano was in my life probably somehow, you know, just from the very beginning, but I've never become a musician. I never played piano. Of course, I tried, but it was disaster. So I love classical music. I love piano. I love other forms of music as well. Nevertheless, somehow I grew up probably in my life to the point that classical music became important to me. It was huge number of years ago that I wouldn't even listen to it.
I can understand that. This is not like here in America, even worse. In Poland, I know that we love classical music. Yes. Chopin is something that is in our blood in the moment when we are born. You know, the Polonaise and waltzes and everything, and just music and music schools. This is something I hope till this day very, very okay to have your child schooled to be a musician or just know music better. In America, I think music is more like treated like a hobby until you have a child who really, really, really wants to study music. But that's so not a lot. I don't know. I'm going with it because your child, you have a daughter, and she is studying piano, yes?
Yes, she is, and I have some sort of ambivalent feelings about the way American schooling of in classical music goes versus what can happen, be in Poland, actually. And the comparison is clear for me because I have other members of the family who went through training in Poland, you know, this comparison unfortunately doesn't fall well on the United States. It's the last part of it where you go to the university, to the conservatory, it's actually on the comparable level, but earlier it's a struggle. Really, really struggle. It's not structured the way I know it from Poland, and I think it was it gave a child very long process of coming in and being properly educated to the point that at the college level or at the conservatory level, he or she will, you know, just would excel practically.
Yeah, and I just like to talk on the radio and talk to parents. Hopefully a lot of parents also are listening to our show. Give your child a chance, and sometimes they don't want to practice. Sometimes you need to just let it go for a few months and say, okay, honey, but maybe if you like piano, violin, or cello, this will come back to you. Just don't give up on child so fast. This type of training requires gentle push, I think. I was playing violin for many, many years, my sister also. I am also trained musician, finished music academy in a pop genre. My first child, she is doctor, has doctor degree in musicology. She lives in Belgium right now. And my parents had no education in music. They just not only didn't understand what is classical music, they just loved music, but no classical. Then, you know, like I said, when I was young, we had no choice. They gave us a school, music school, separated from normal school. And some teachers were deciding if you have talent to carry on the schooling because it was free. Nobody was paying for it. The government was paying. Then I think we had maybe more respect towards schools because parents couldn't stop so easily. If somebody decided your child is talented, you felt very special. And parents said, okay, if somebody told me my child has good ear, they want to study, then let's continue. And I continued this for so many years. Oh my gosh, I'm so educated that I cannot take it anymore. And my sister the same. She was studying music. And now my daughter, like I said, finished music business at USC, then is in our blood to just love not only classical, pop, anything what is on the radio. I'm just surprised. What do you think? How many people really will turn off or stop listening to the part of the show that start playing classical music? What do you think, Aldona?
In percent?
How many percent think? People you think?
In Poland or in USA?
In Poland, yes. In Poland. How many people will turn off radio if they hear something of Chopin be played?
I know many people who likes opera yes. and classic music, because there are people connected with media and my job, and I think it will be percent maybe 40.
40%, and 60% will still listen to Chopin and say, "Oh, I love
40%.
Yeah, that's good. And what do you think? What do you think, Chris? In America, right now we are in America, and we'll be playing soon. Mm-hmm. Eric Liu performance. I have MP3. It's only 3 minutes long, and I always think, do I need to? Oh, somebody's calling us. 1 second, maybe I'll pick up the phone. Okay, hello.
Hi, is this the number for LA Talk Radio?
This is LA Talk Radio, but who would you like to talk to?
Well, I was calling in for, there's the show with Stephen Michael Molesky that's on right now. I'm not sure what the exact show was. They just gave this number, and I thought it was going to be the direct call-in for that show.
I'm worried that this is a wrong hour. Please check with the schedule. Right now we have another show going on, and I know that another studio has also Sheena Metal, but not the person that you are looking for. But thank you for calling anyway. Yes, please check one more time with schedule. No problem. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Of course. I love live radio. Mm-hmm. Yes, but in America, we'll be playing Chopin right now. Well, I don't even know how many young people know who is a Chopin.
Yeah. Well, the times have changed, and I believe at the time of Paderewski, who is my hero, actually, the Polish pianist, composer, and politician, that was the time when people would flock practically from really long distances just to listen to a concert. Today, it's different. If you look at Los Angeles, the city of this huge audience and population, of course, and how many performances of different kinds of music and other varieties offered by this entertainment industry over here are available. At the same time, Chopin Foundation didn't exist. There was no institutionalized Chopin organization in the Los Angeles until last year.
And year ago, they asked you, or this was your idea?
That was something that came along after I resigned from running another organization that I created seven years ago, actually, Paderewski Music Society, when I stopped doing this. Which was a completely independent organization called The Life over here in Los Angeles. The really prestigious Chopin Foundation from Florida contacted me and asked if I would see possibility of establishing over here a chapter of the Chopin Foundation for our area, for Southwest practically. And I said, well, yes.
Yes. 1 year you got this trouble on your head, and in a way it's a pleasure also, because you will be promoting the concert, show, whatever, in America we call this, with Eric Liu, and he'll be performing when in Pasadena?
Well, he'll be performing this coming Sunday, actually, on August 30th, at the Library of South Pasadena. And the show is at 4 o'clock p.m., and there are still tickets available.
How many people sits there?
It is called the Community Room at the Library in 1930s, which is very historic in L.A. Building. About 175 people can come in, and probably another 30, 40.
This is a great time for any parent who listens right now, and they are around Pasadena. They don't need to maybe worry to drive far, to take your child and just introduce to something that is so, so special all around the world. We are talking about Frédéric Chopin, and he is a Polish composer. Some people scream that he is a French composer, but we say no, he's 100% no. Polish. He belongs to us. But anyway, this is music that I think can inspire you forever. So romantic, so beautiful. And now we'll be having this beautiful gentleman, young. How old is Eric?
Eric is 17 years old.
We are talking 17 years old. And from 2010, I think, what I read about him, he is just winning one after another beautiful competitions for the piano. And like I said, he will be representing America in Warsaw right now and trying to fight with the best people who play Chopin in the world. And we'll see. Maybe we are promoting some new star. Yeah,
well,
on Axenon.
He certainly is a star already, you know, just because of his age and accomplishments so far. He has a long way to go, and we'll see what is going to happen in Warsaw. There will be other four Americans also representing the United States at the same time, but there will be all world out there, you know, just to fight with.
And if we will be, I don't know, my English is funny when I read, but maybe I will even read a little bit, or you can do it. His way, how earlier everybody discovered that he's so talented, and the way how really from school to school he just studied the piano, 17 years old boy, what a serious career already. Then I think this is the time right now to play Eric's playing Chopin.
Certainly.
And reminding people that this Sunday at 4 p.m. Pasadena Library.
South Pasadena Library.
That's when we can go take your child and say, honey, is something else outside of rap, hip-hop, or pop, or country pop? We love Taylor Swift. Hello, she's in LA right now, and I know she's swiping everybody for her show. Congratulations. But is something else outside of pop music that I would love parents to introduce their children to? Then let's listen to Eric Lou. But I cannot hear, yes. Everybody needs to breathe. I think all of our high blood pressure went down. And why not? Open your top. How you call this? Top from the car. How you call this? Roof. And just listen to Chopin one day. And just don't care that we have crazy traffic in LA. Why not? Why not? Let's try, everybody. I really am hoping that people didn't stop listening to our show and just enjoy 17 years old Eric Lou playing Frédéric Chopin. And we can hear him live again this Sunday, 30th at 4 p.m. in Pasadena Library.
Actually, it's South Pasadena Library. It's important because there's...
South Pasadena.
In Pasadena, there's another library, which is also...
We don't want people run back and forth. We are talking South.
Pasadena on, yes. And I can give you actually the exact address. It's 1100 Oxley Street in South Pasadena.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. We'll be coming back to talking... we'll be talking to you, Chris, about your life a little bit more and your journey between... Paderewski and then Chopin and then hopefully we can do something together also because it's not only for Polish people. I know that even when it's 170 seats, we are hoping that will be 50-50. We'll bring a lot of Americans and not only. Yes,
I would love to have a very international
That's what we are audience. Here for. We are talking about Accented Show, Accent On with Ilona Europa. We are promoting every culture, every accent, and everybody is just becoming one at USA. That's why we love this country so much. Now, we have visitor again in our country. Then we need to just talk a little bit more, I don't know, about your life. Your life. I like strong, independent women. And I think you are one. I just look at you and I know, tough girl. I love you. And I just also read a little bit from your words, how did you start your own business? PR firm, that's not easy job. You need to be very diplomatic. You need to really know what you are talking about. You need to deal with artists who have, oh my gosh, ups and downs. You need to deal with their lives. You also need to organize a lot when it comes to their careers because they will go to you and say, manager or PR firm, please help me with this or that. And you need them to be more known and just achieve their goals that they dream about. And now I want to know how all of this started. You know, I know you were studying journalism, yes, in
yes,
Poland.
Yes, yes,
okay,
yes.
Then you just tell us how to become PR firm, okay? Everybody listens, you know, this great, great woman did it on her own and she's doing very well. Obviously, I know every name that she's listing on her website. They're pretty hot artists, very, very good, doing very, very well in my country and in Europe. Now she's here in LA and looking for unusual crossover artists who maybe want to be known in Poland because you know what? Ah, gosh, there's so much to talk about. I was trying 3 years ago to deal with one of very known agency in Warsaw and Krakow, Stars Impresariat. This is a talent agency in Warsaw and there are a lot of my friends working there. And just try to connect them with Vax talent agency, which I was talent agent there. And Vax has practically A and B names of artists. Then I was thinking they also want to go right now to Europe and they don't mind to play in Europeans movies or just being a part of European culture. They long to go to Eastern Europe. They want to learn and the money is pretty good in my country right now. Pays almost equally to what people are making in America. Then we were very, very close to just have this bridge between the two agencies, the Star Impresariat and Vax. And this still could be a reality one day. But you are the one right now here looking for somebody who wants to work both ways, needs also some PR in Poland, yes? And happened, they could be not only Polish people, you know, it doesn't really matter. But yeah. Rewind. First, I want to know how to start. What did you study? Journalism? Where? What school did you finish?
I was journalist for 10 years. I wrote articles for a newspaper and magazine, Polish magazine. And it was very good for start my next work because I got to know many people. Yes, I got to know journalists in newspaper. And I knew actors, yes, and somebody, one of actress, told me, okay, maybe you organize me advertisement, maybe interview, maybe you will be my manager. We didn't 10 years ago.
Yeah, it wasn't so popular. We had big agencies that sometimes took care of artists, but having private person representing your business, that wasn't so normal. Yes, many years ago.
Many yes. we didn't agency PR many years ago. No, 10 years ago.
We are talking
ten years ago. Yes, but it is a lot of time. And I started at the beginning. I had to learn everything, and it was good. When I see now, it was good decision
to study your own agency. But when you say you needed to learn on your own, I think that's a really, really, really good. I will say the same. I learned how to be host on a radio show and survive, not only survive, hopefully being liked more and more. Nobody taught me how. You know, one day that was my dream. I just said, okay, let's try it. And I could be canceled after 6-7 months, but somehow, you know, ratings or people are downloading, listening. Thank you so much. Thank you so much again. But it's not easy. You need to like what you do. You need to believe you can do it and then create your own style. Then PR firm, they're not identical. I think certain people will long to go to you instead of to another PR firm because you have a different, maybe more personal style. Then by learning how to do your own agency, do you think you separated yourself from another one? You do things a little differently than another PR firms? Or you go with the same like path that another...
No. Everybody is another PR. Yeah. Because when I have very popular star... And she, for example, actress, would like that I will protect you. I will protect
her privacy.
Of course, organize interview in TV. But when I have the new actress, new, yeah. Nobody knows.
Beginner.
Knows her. I must phone to newspapers and please
look at her. She's worth
her.
It. Too.
Maybe I write you about her. Maybe you.
Aldona, this is the hardest job. You know, everybody says like, oh, okay, I'm a star and look at how great I am. But really, I agree to become a star, you need to have certain talent. But then you need to have motherly friendship with your manager PR firm who believes in you even more than you believe in yourself and take you to this point that people treat you seriously and they want to read about you. And we are not talking reading not nice things, unusual things or dirty things. We are talking about hopefully classy way representing future star and just bringing them to the front. Yes, newspapers and TV. This cannot be easy, you know. And everywhere is the same. I really believe that PR firms in America and in Europe, in Poland, they really have the same goals. They need to protect and bring the stars to the light of the, you know, people who watch and listen and pay tickets for. You know, and how do you do that? How many artists do you have?
Now I have ten artists. There are actors, one actor, six actresses, and three singers.
I know all of them. I think I know a little bit some very well. Do you think that it's easier to represent singers, actors, or guys, actors?
What is easier to
represent, bigger stars or the upcoming stars who are more troublesome?
I prefer make PR girls, yes. Women,
of course.
Because we have many newspapers, magazine for women. Yes,
you are right.
Yeah,
same
fashion,
here.
Fashion
we are learning articles. Something from Aldona. What works in Europe, this could work in America. Yeah, okay. Then you're right. We are talking cosmetics,
fashion,
clothing, hair changes. This.
Yes, everything. Mm-hmm. And we have. We have especially parties in Poland when people invited only actresses and singers,
okay.
Girls.
We
no,
like that.
No men, because...
just everybody pays attention to gorgeous-looking lady and her clothing and just That's very, very interesting. I agree, but only you think they prefer ladies? Yes, they
prefer ladies because
tougher
later,
for the guys.
Later, magazines and portals wrote about she has a beautiful dress. She has interesting shoes.
Okay,
but men, no.
Oh, gosh. Okay, boring guys. You do something. Change
boring.
Your hair color, or I don't know. Start having fun, funky shoes, or I don't know what. Yes, you are what to talk about.
You know why I have only one actor.
Okay, and the girls, Polish girls are great. Artists, and we are beautiful ladies.
Yeah,
I will
beautiful.
Say Polish ladies are one of the most... Okay, do you say the same, Chris? I know your wife is Polish. We are the hottest girls in the world, Polish ladies.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, and European girls, and nothing wrong with American ladies, but something is just very beautiful. We have these high cheekbones and nice, beautiful skins. We're practically never wrinkled, and we just like to cook, love our households. We are just unusual ladies, tough ladies too. Then I believe that you are bringing the same by representing... Artists, you bring the strength to who you are, because they need to trust you. They'll probably leave you if they don't like you right away. But how close relationship you have with everybody?
Where's everybody?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's very important because I must feel this. I must feel this actress and actor and singers. When I don't feel.
Yeah.
I don't want to work with
you need to have connection
with
yes
her.
Sometimes
yes.
Intuition
it
tells you
intuition
okay.
And in Polish it must be chemia.
Oh, chemistry.
Chemistry.
Yeah, chemistry.
Yeah, chemistry between I
and
my...
I love what you are
and
saying.
And my actor.
It's like a relationship. You need to build almost marriage, you know? That
yeah.
It's
yeah.
Like ups and downs
because
and everything.
Every girls told me many, many secrets.
Yeah.
Yes. And of course that
okay.
I didn't tell about this nobody.
Of course.
Yes. Because they trust me.
Yeah.
And I trust them.
Oh my gosh.
My girls. Yeah, it's difficult.
Yeah, but you know, I see
erection.
How you're happy girl. You are happy lady. It seems like we all need to love what we are doing. Yes, Chris?
Absolutely.
Now I know that you don't work. You are retired.
Yes.
You are a really lucky man. We girls need to work, but you retired. But you are loving
well,
what you are doing
was,
right
that
now.
That was not voluntary, unfortunately. So, you know, just it was sort of... part of life, you know, just that I had to accept due to the economy, of course.
I need to know what you are doing because you are archaeologist. People, he is archaeologist and now he is really, really serious about bringing classical music to ears of everybody in LA. And, you know, then how this happened?
Well, music is everlasting from, you know, just the beginning of the existence, wherever
yes.
People started, you know, just making any sounds, they called it music. Whatever language it was, whatever sound they did, it was music. So like 50, 60,000 years ago in Africa, when they created this first sounds, it developed into something that we have right now today. And of course, Chopin is our...
Everything.
Everything. So between archaeology and music, there's no direct connection
no.
For me, but but also working on engines for the rockets, for example, which I did also.
Oh gosh! Oh gosh! Oh gosh! I have some connection with NASA here.
Yeah,
I had
well.
Some guests here, and I was like, huh, what question I can ask you? But you better talk about this because this is like archaeologist. NASA? You were building rockets, parts for rockets?
Yes.
Oh, that's another story. We need to bring you for another interview with the people that were here before.
But there's still strange connection between those aspects of my life. I worked in the aerospace industry. Then I worked in archaeology over here in the United States as well. And
so cool.
At some, and, but the place that I worked in was connected with the space exploration. which is Edwards Air Force Base, and the space shuttle that doesn't fly anymore, of course. But you know, just at that time, it was used for flying out there to the International Station and so on. I saw the landing several times over there, and I know that there were engines that I touched. So it gives me some goosebumps as well. So this kind of a connection. And there's at the same time this howl of the desert wind, which gives sound, which is
so
music.
Romantic. Oh, that's beautiful. Goosebumps, sounds of the music and the desert. Okay, talk to us. That's nice.
Well, yeah. So these things are really connected, even though on the surface they look completely different and unrelated.
But we can do all. It doesn't matter.
Oh, yes.
That's what is life is beautiful. Like, you know, Aldona, you started being journalist. You were carrying your profession through a few years, and you were knowing actors in the meantime, writing articles to the newspapers, not knowing that a few years later you'll be having your own agency again called Dobre Media or goodmedia.com. People can check. Polish spelling is on accent on my Facebook. But we are doing things not knowing sometimes why we are doing. But if we do with a smile on the face and just with open heart and from time to time getting goosebumps and just putting like unusual connection or liking your clients and loving their lives or just feeling like you are raising new star, which for you is also a beautiful thing, seeing somebody being better and better. I love to develop stars, young singers here working on big albums, and that's mostly what I do with youth, and seeing them flourish so much and becoming songwriters. This is something that when you get older, you also love to do. Then you didn't answer straight, Chris, where is classical music? And I know your daughter is playing piano. I know you tried piano. I know you were for 7 years, you know, around Paderewski Foundation. Now you are Chopin Foundation for one last year, bringing great artists here. I just applaud all of you. And just want to say to people, when you see unusual friends who are doing many different things, don't ask them, why you do so much stuff? You just say, good job, you know, show me how. Because life can be more than one. We can do lots of stuff. And coming about and talking a little bit about doing a lot, because I do a lot. I have so many lives, I don't even know when I wake up what life I'm living in. but like I say, a few nights ago or mornings, I woke up and I found out that one of my songs is on the top 100 mix shows, tracks in America, which is fighting right now as a new song on a 32nd position, and to be really, really being proud of. Sam Smith is behind me. Above me, we have Ariana Grande, and we have Ellie Goulding. She is above me. She is really high. But the biggest people in this industry that have millions of dollars promotion behind, they are charting with me, and I don't know for how long I will stay on this charts, but for right now, I am the new song on the 32nd position. And to be honest, people know because sometimes I play this one, and now I'll play again to just bring us a little bit up to the dance mood. I like dance music. People know that too. Ilona Europa, Eternal Kiss, Club Junkies, they did this beautiful song produced for me, and they're from UK, which means accent on at the best. We smile and kiss and touch the speed of hand and life forever end. Eyes and lips and body, it's your life, it's in forever young. We smile and kiss and touch the speed of hand and life forever end. Eyes and lips and body, eternal kiss, eternal kiss. you for listening and hoping with me that I will stay on these charts, and we'll see if I go down or I go up. And obvious, next month I will tell everybody if I'm still holding on this position or whatever. But yeah, I'm very proud of myself. Now, we have 3 minutes, and everybody who wants to see how we look, we please change LA Talk Radio video channel, because we'll be live at from 7 till 8. We'll be taping on camera our show, and it's live, of course, but later both our shows can be downloaded by whoever wants, and everybody can see us also later, if not now. But anyway, video channel, the best accent on the best of Poland and Europe, and of course, rest of the world. But today we'll be having our guest from this show, and I know Lucy Hill, who is my co-host of the hour. She will bring her own guest, and he's an American, but with Polish roots, and we'll be learning a little bit about his life in America. Very smart man. I understand he's doing a lot of computer work, and if he wants to, he will share with us, if he wants to, because he's a little mystery man. But we'll see. Anyway, thank you so much again, first and foremost, to my beautiful newfound friend, Aldona. Tell me again how you your name one more time. It's a very unusual name.
Aldona. Aldona. It is Lithuanian name.
From Lithuania.
Lithuanian.
Oh, yes. My God. We all have the same roots. But your second name, very hard to probably pronounce
for.
Could you tell us how this sounds? I like when people say their own names the way how they say it.
Vleklak.
Okay. Very, very unusual name. Everybody repeats with us. Vleklak. Very, very cool name. Then again, you are an owner of your own PR agency in Poland.
Agency.
Then I will say, anybody, any great artist who feels like have a chance in Europe or in Poland, and they feel like they would love to have a representation, probably they can call me, write me to Accent On, and I will probably can hook us up together, or just go again to Aldona and find her on the Facebook, and you know, just talk about this. World is one place right now, and I really, really believe what today is impossible, tomorrow probably will be so easy. Yes, Mr. Christopher? Onzel, very unusual name too.
Christopher Onzel.
Yeah, what is impossible is possible. Gentleman who is building ships, you know, they're going to cosmos or whatever, and then is digging down to archaeology and find some unusual things, because you were dealing with Roman period in Poland and Europe. You know, just men who is right now bringing or lets us discover classical music, and we are hoping that this is not only for Polish people, we are hoping that not only Polish community loves Chopin, and not only, but everybody needs to go to the show. And again, could you pitch the date and time and the place?
Well, it's going to happen on Sunday, August 30th at 4 o'clock at South Pasadena Library, 1100 Oxley Street in South Pasadena. And there's still probably 30, 40 tickets available for the show.
That's not a lot, but that's lovely. We need to sell these tickets, and we'll be listening to 17-year-old genius, Eric Lou, who will be playing Chopin, Frédéric Chopin. And trust me, everybody needs to hear this beautiful, wonderful pianist. And he's very elegant. Like I said, my blood pressure went down when I was listening to him. He's very elegant. I don't know. He's something very elegant about way how he plays. Beautiful. Then thank you so much for today. And I will say bye-bye. Everybody's switching right now. 10 minutes. We are changing studio. We'll be in video channel, on video channel, Accent On TV, the best of Poland and Europe. Today with host Ilona Europa and co-host Lucy Hill and our guest. Welcome. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa. right here on LA Talk Radio.